which means nothing has a beginning or an end, because there is no modes of material nature, Rajaguna or Tamaguna. There is only pure goodness. Where there is pure goodness, there is eternity, full knowledge and full bliss. That is the nature of the spiritual world. But sometimes, for the purpose of creating an increase of transcendental pleasure in the form of variegatedness, Krishna allows time to enter into the spiritual world, not to destroy, but to enhance. So this process that Lord Chaitanya has given us of the Harinam Sankirtan movement is an eternal process which is going on forever in this spiritual existence. And Srila Prabhupada explained to us that one who is sincerely dedicating himself to this Sankirtan movement is not in this material world, but is in the spiritual world. So for the purpose of creating transcendental variegatedness, and in the spiritual world, the transcendental variegatedness primarily comes in two forms, sambhog and vipralamba, in meeting and separation. In separation, it only increases the transcendental anticipation of the devotees to serve their beloved and in a mood of waiting for the next meeting. And then in meeting, there is that unity of transcendental love, and in separation, it increases again. And in meeting, that increases, and in separation, that increases. The spiritual world is dynamic, where the love, the enthusiasm of the devotees is always increasing due to the variety of meeting and separation. So in this wonderful spiritual movement of Srila Prabhupada, we have come together for this Puna Yatra, and under the influence of the eternal pleasure potency of the Lord, it is now time to go to the train and for the Yatra to come to an end, in the sense that we will meet here again next year by the grace of Krishna. But actually, as we say every year, the Puna Yatra begins when we leave this place. Because in spiritual life, we are not bound by a physical condition of proximity, but the spirit of devotion in our heart is the real substance of this wonderful gathering of devotees. Because everyone was so enthusiastic to serve, to hear, and to chant, this has become the spiritual world by Kunta for the past 4 days. In fact, the residents of Vaikuntha are probably considering incarnating for the next Puna Yatra, just to taste this special variety of transcendental happiness. But that spirit that we try to imbibe should be preserved and nourished throughout the whole year. And this yatra is actually a success if it helps to induce us to become more dedicated to the path of devotional service, more committed to sincerely accepting the highest ultimate mercy of the Lord in a form of the chanting of the holy names. More dedicated and committed to performing those activities which will cleanse, purify our hearts, and make us truly wonderful servants of the Lord in this world. So my humble prayer to all of you is to kindly take the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas very seriously. It is the gift being presented by the Supreme Lord Himself to you. He's given you entrance into the abode of transcendental love and happiness through the process of this wonderful movement by which we hear about and glorify the devotees and the Lord in this association. And let us rededicate ourselves with deeper and deeper thought and commitment to trying to fulfill Prabhupada's great dream. His Guru Maharaj ordered him to spread Krishna consciousness to as many people as possible. And Srila Prabhupada dedicated his life to that. And we are all his children or grandchildren. And if we truly take very seriously, with a commitment of determination to stay together and to be an example of what Prabhupada wanted the world to see Krishna consciousness is, that should be our goal in life, to be the type of example that people could look and see and hear and say, yes, what Srila Prabhupada has given to the world is a great thing. I want this. And that means very nice satsang, very nice sadhana, very nice behavior toward others, and a very enthusiastic desire to serve. And two such wonderful examples are Krishna Chandra and his good wife Radha Priya. In fact, his daughter Radha Dasi also was very active. The whole family, Priyavrat, Anjali, this wonderful Krishna conscious family has opened the doors of their nice home, invited us, and taxed their minds with constant, what nobody likes to do at a yatra. Just think of all the ways to solve all the devotees' problems and organize and make everyone happy and comfortable. It takes a lot of tremendous energy, and all those devotees who assisted them, it's really something we are very grateful for, and I would like everyone to loudly say Hari Bol, to thank Krishna Chandra Radha Priya. Radha Dasi, I never saw you say Hari Bol to yourself before. Giriraj Swami told us we can trick Vaishnavas sometimes. And I would like to thank all of you, because each of your own personal desire to praise the Lord and serve the devotees has made this festival something very wonderful. I apologize for all my inefficiencies, insufficiencies, and my inability to serve you properly. Please forgive me and pray I can be a better servant. I was thinking last night, due to my offenses and sins, Krishna does not allow me to properly serve devotees. And then I was thinking that service to the devotees is such an invaluable, precious gift. We should never take it for granted, because Krishna can take away our capacity to serve at any time if we are not very sincere and understand its supreme value. Thank you all very much. And a special thanks to His Holiness Srila Giriraj Maharaj, Her Grace Malati Prabhu, Her Grace Nartaki Prabhu, all the devotees from Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, Parasana Maharaj, Dhanavir Prabhu, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, who else? Satsarup Maharaj, Srila Satsarup Maharaj. We're just very, very grateful that you have come. The youthful movement of New Vrindavan, headed Sanjay, Lakshmi, Nityananda, Sukadevi, encourage them. Because to be Krishna conscious as a youth in America is very difficult. They need a lot of encouragement. So please do give them your nice association. They're very sincere and very wonderful souls. So at this time, I would like you to all thank each other by very loudly saying Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ko Bhakta Vrinda ki.
For further details of this cassette, please contact Radhanath Swami Tape Ministry, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Address is 7 KM Munshi Marg, Chowpatty, Bombay 400007, India.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.